All right, exciting week for our organization. We have an opportunity to host the division champs this week. As we all know, when we play these games, these rivalry games, we can take the records and throw them out the window. They're a very good, talented football team. Their offense is creative. It's multiple. Cousins is coming off of an outstanding 2015 season. They have a fast and dynamic perimeter group with Jackson, Garcon, and Reed. Jones is a big physical runner, big physical back. He fits well behind their big tackles and guards. Their center does a nice job getting everything lined up and directing traffic up front. Their defense is aggressive. It's physical. Under second-year coordinator Joe Barry, who's doing a nice job organizing the unit, they mix in a variety of personnel groupings. They have a strong group of pass rushers, some young guys really coming on for them. Kerrigan, Smith, Murphy, and Baker all do a nice job in that role. Their back end has a blend of youth and experience, and they added a premier cover corner in Josh Norman. Special teams, they're off to a good start in the return game with Crowder and Blackman, and we all know how explosive Jackson can be when he gets his opportunity back there. So with that, we'll open it up to questions.
In your opinion, what was the biggest difference last season between the Washington team you saw during that Thursday nighter at MetLife and the team you guys faced off in Landover in early December?
I think they just they got in a rhythm. They're a good, talented football team. It's still early in the season, and they're good. They're talented. Their pass rush is coming on defense. And you look at the beginning of football games, they're in the games. I mean, the first game, that Pittsburgh game, they had a chance to go up on a 2-score lead and had to kick some field goals. So we got to make sure we're ready to play a good team.
You called Josh Norman a premier cover corner. I mean, just curious, what would be your surprise level if he was not, you know, completely covering an Odell or, you know, spying him throughout the game?
I think we have a good receiver group. I wouldn't be surprised to see him playing across from all three of our receivers, all four of our receivers. You know, they play him on one side more often than the other. But he is a talented player. He does a good job punching at the ball. I think in the run game he makes a big difference. And on punch and pivot type routes, he does a good job coming up and knocking the ball out.
How much would you like to avoid that matchup between Odell and Josh for numerous reasons?
We're gonna play our game. I mean, it's I think they'd put on a great show. I think you have two outstanding competitors at the top of their game. Two premier players in this league, and I think they put on a great show for everyone.
Ben, was it a great show last year, or was it something else?
It was not a great show last year. We learned from the past, and we've moved on from the past.
How confident are you that Odell will not give you a shot?
Yeah, I think last year was a one-time thing. I think everyone that was involved in the situation learned from it and moved on.
What do you do to make sure it doesn't happen again now?
I think we've learned from the situation and we moved on.
So you don't think it's necessary to bring it up to Odell or
all conversations in that regard are private conversations.
Do you think the rule change with the ejections now, will that play into people's minds when they take the field?
It may be a deterrent to some, but you can still have ejections with one foul. So I don't think that it's a major factor.
It's a one-time thing. I was just wondering what your concern level is when you see him, whether you're aware of him engaging on social media about it or to that person or any other corner in the NFL in terms of that back and forth.
I don't have any concerns about it. I trust our players. I trust our locker room, and I feel we're going to go out and play a competitive game against a division rival and keep football the main thing.
Sterling Shepard, I think, has 11 catches. Do you have to talk to him at all about how defenses are going to change how they cover him from here on out, now that he's already been so productive?
No, I mean, that'll take care of itself. He was a featured player in college. You know, he saw some different things to try to attack him that way. Obviously, defenses will start to show him a little bit more respect than they have. But we have some weapons that we can deal the ball, and we'll take the one-on-one matchup every time.
Now, is that something that you try to anticipate going into a week when you're game planning, that, you know, how a defense might attack your three receivers as they're out there and then kind of adjust them in the game? Or is it one of those things where you just wait and see how they attack?
Well, I think you go in with a plan to attack what you're seeing on tape. You have confidence in your scheme that you can be able to get to whatever you need to get to beat a certain coverage, and you make adjustments during the course of the game. Now, playing a division team is a little bit different. When you play a division team, they usually have something they like to spring on you a little bit early, and then something in the second half that they like to spring on you. But, you know, we'll be ready to adjust and improvise.
But there was a report that basically laid out their defensive game plan with Josh Norman. How much validity do you give to those media reports during the week?
Do you have a copy?
I can pull it up pretty quickly over the phone.
No, we trust our own preparation. We trust what we see on film. That's first and foremost. Yeah.
As a play call, when you watch a scout and other team's defense, and they have a cornerback who's following the receiver all around the field, is it more difficult or is it easier in some ways because you know what he's going to do?
That just depends on what you're seeing. I mean, where are the safeties and where are the linebackers, and is it a double team or is it a single matchup? What's the leverage? There are certain things you can do to take advantage of leverages and matchups, and whether the safety's tilted that way, whether it's a single high safety, a post safety favoring that way, or a two-shell safety. But, you know, and really the call, you know, the starting point, giving Eli a clean starting point factors in there as well, and he can get to what he needs to get to take advantage of a matchup if it's personnel-driven.
Several of your players in the wake of the fatal shooting in Tulsa said they're considering making their feelings known during the anthem. I know you've said in the past that you're disappointed if that happened. In light of those discussions among the players, is there any concern level on your part about that? And just what is your feeling now that this may happen?
Yeah, there are a lot of things going on in society. And as a coach, you know, we have bunker mentality. A lot of times we don't know or see what's happening. And the players, you know, they're out there a little bit more than we are. And there's a lot of serious and heavy issues. You know, they're at a conflict, I think, a lot of them. And I had a conversation with a few guys, and I'm not going to name. But, you know, they're conflicted and they want to make a difference. And the league is a platform to make a difference. And I encourage them to. And I'd like to be involved in it, anything I can do to help. But still, I feel that you can make a difference outside of the anthem. And we can do something together to make a difference. And it doesn't have to involve the national anthem. I still believe that you just pay tribute to the people who sacrifice their lives so we can coach and play in this great game. That's what I believe.
Get a sense of whether those conversations might change anyone's opinion if they do plan to do something different during the
anthem. I'm not trying to change anybody's opinion or anybody's decision. That's their freedom. What I am, you know, I just want to open dialogue. I want to make it a team type, you know, something that we can do as a team together to make a difference.
Would you allow them to not stand if that's what they wanted to do?
It's nothing to do with me allowing anything. It's their freedom. It's their choice. That's part of the reason why I choose to stand.
Is there any concern on your end that it would become a distraction?
No. I think we have a great locker room. I think we have a healthy locker room. I support our players 100%, and I trust in them.
Ben, getting back to the point about the ejection rule, the officials took a lot of heat last year after the Panthers game. Do you have to tell the players that this crew might be a little bit reactionary to try to take control of the game early?
I believe that they will be. I believe the officials are going to have their thumb on everything right from Jump Street, and we have to be ready for that.
A quick question, just to clarify, because you were just saying to Bob that it would be something that you would like to see done as a team. So does that mean if you guys came to a collective decision as to what they could do that would be in unison, that you also as a coach would participate?
I have an open door policy, and you know, I'd like the players to come up, and if they want to do something, I'd like to get together and talk with the players and get on the same page, but I choose to stand for the anthem. I'd like to do something outside of the anthem, actions outside of the anthem, away from the facility, and give back and pay back to the communities.
Ben, your team has done a lot of confident talking so far in the season. I mean, Casillas was talking in camp about how he can be a top-10 defense. Cruz and Jenkins took some shots at Norman. Robinson yesterday was talking about how Washington can sour it when they start to lose. Do you like players talking if they're backing it up, or would you prefer that they don't?
No, I think we have confidence as a football team. I'm fine with that. It's not arrogance. We stay humble. I think it's important that we chase the great film every week. That's what's important to us, putting a great product on tape.
One more question.
Ben, you mentioned Jordan Reed before as part of the perimeter group. Do you view him as a wide receiver, or
I think he's an elite tight end. I believe he's an elite tight end.
So would you look to cover him, not giving your game plan away, would you look to cover him with a corner rather than maybe a linebacker who would normally cover a tight end, linebacker?
Based on the coverage, you look for the best matchup. All right, thank you.
That's Giants.